Chassid li chassid echad. A chassid wrote me that from the stalkers of the Friedrich Rebbe, shavrim oid. Here we see clearly how the Rebbe relates to the other school of thought. He wrote to the Rebbe that he's very broken. And there are times where he's sitting by himself and just bursts out crying and he can't control it. What's the Rebbe's answer? The Rebbe should have written back to the person, I'm very happy to hear this. It shows that you're a real chassid. I'm very proud of you. Instead, the Rebbe writes, the question is, Ma Paul Aidea Pchia Shalai, what have you accomplished through your crying? V'chizui kavanase shal Rebbe? Is this the Rebbe kavana? Did the Rebbe ask you to cry? Karav levadai, it's nearly certain that the crying accomplished absolutely nothing. The only thing the crying accomplished, kol ha-meirid d'moyis al-odem kosher, it says, if you cry for the passing of a good person, the Eibishter counts your tears and he hides it somewhere in a storage place. So the Rebbe says, so your tears are put away. But practically, by crying, it distracts you from doing the Rebbe shlichus. And by the way, we should point out, the Rebbe himself used to cry a lot by Verbrengen. Some of you remember, some heard it on tape. So I just want to say there's a big difference between somebody crying or somebody making an avoda out of the crying. We all miss the Rebbe. We don't have to describe it in words. And therefore, from time to time, it could happen that we break down. If you belong to the human race, it's almost impossible not to. That's one thing. But then to say the avoda is to get yourself to cry as much as possible, to do things to generate crying. Clearly the Rebbe says, did the Rebbe ask you to cry? The Rebbe asked you to do. And that's our avoda. So again, here we see, first of all, the Rebbe tells us, don't even think about the questions about Kaddish and everything else. And what you should think of, don't, again, make an avoda out of the crying. What you should be doing is the Rebbe's shlichus.